So, you know, it's Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
It's June. It's Pride Month. And the Pride Parade, I think, is coming back here in New York. We're all, no one's really excited because my friends, nobody goes to Pride anymore. I have to be honest. Like, none of my friends, like, we used to be really into Pride. We would make a big plan, like, whose house are we going to get dressed? And then afterwards, you know, are we going to go down to the pier? Are we going to go to the docks? Are we going to go to the party at the Monster? Like, what are we doing? It was everything because everybody was in town from all over the country for Pride. It was the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you turn 35 and you're like, ugh, I'm so over this. And maybe you swing by and you see like a float or two, or you know, high five a couple of queers walking by you or whatever. But for the most part, all my friends and I, we're over it. We're over it. Gay, straight, doesn't matter. Everyone's like over it. But Pride is an important month anyway. It's important to be here, be queer, get used to it. So these gay, I don't know how many of them there were, but they had a Pride flag on their boat. A couple of gay people had a Pride flag on their boat and they were out boating. And then wherever they were, there was another boat of people that were homophobes. And as they were boating, they were like circling around them and harassing them and like yelling homophobic slurs and giving them the finger. Do you want to show the video of what happened?
All right. So okay. Somebody ran video of these guys being douchebags.
What happened was, so when you're gay and you're being harassed, you tend to pull out your phone and take video just in case it escalates and you have a real problem and then you've got to show it to the police.
Mm.
So this is the essence of karma. This was posted on TikTok. We don't need the sound because there is no sound to it. You see a boat with a Pride flag and you are standing on the boat. You're from the perspective of the Pride flag.
Mm-hmm.
There's another boat that's circling around, giving them the finger, and they actually take a screenshot of one of the people in the boat. And then suddenly the boat of the harassers bursts into flames and the people on board jump out and start swimming towards the only boat that's around for miles, which is the boat with the Pride flag.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. So they took video of the whole thing. And the video that they took is the boat is on fire. It's completely demolished, completely shot. And the three people that were on board that were yelling homophobic slurs and giving the finger are suddenly going up to the gays. And they're like, hi, huh, sorry, we're kind of floating in the middle of the lake now and we have nowhere to go. Can you please save us?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, you're you're gonna die. I'm sorry, you're not getting in my boat, bye.
They let them in their boat.
Did they really?
They did. They let them in their boat because they're bigger people, because gays are better than everybody else. They let them in their boat. And the people were apologizing like crazy and, you know, my God, instant karma, blah, blah, blah. They won't exactly say what was said and not said, but I guess where this happened, the authorities do not take kindly to this sort of thing. And they want to file charges against the people who were giving the finger and harassing the Pride flag boat. They want to go. I mean, they're like, I don't care if you apologize to each other and you guys are all cool, good for you. We don't tolerate this sort of behavior around here. So we are not going to allow this potential hate crime and this homophobia, this outward homophobia. So I think the authorities are still going to go after those people.
You're going to swim. I can see the land. You're going to swim because there's no way you're getting in this boat. Not happening.
The thing that made the boat catch on fire is as they were spinning around the other boat and harassing them, they were revving the motor. And I guess there was something about that motor that ignited and caught fire because of what they were doing with the boat. So, yeah, I mean, I got to say, like, they were the bigger people.
No, if you're in the ocean,
they let the homophobes up on their boat and they save their lives.
If you're in the ocean, I'm throwing chum next to you.
Is that a shark? Good.
A shark eats you because you're a douchebag. And right. I hope they learn their lesson. That's the craziest story ever.
Yeah, isn't that the craziest story ever? And it's such instant karma. It's just absolutely perfect.
Douchebag.
I mean, do you think they learned their lesson? I don't know if that makes you be less of a homophobe. Listen, if you're somebody that is against homosexuality because you're so religious and you think it says in the Bible, well, that's God telling you something, isn't it?
Now, I think things can happen in your life to change your views. And that could easily be something that totally changes your views.
The gay people being nice to them after they were harassed should change their views.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you look at it and you go, well, maybe I was pretty stupid.